Hello and welcome to PokeSports Competitive Pokemon Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I am here.
I'm Mike, and I'm also here. See how easy it is? You did it.
We decided that every 79 episodes, we're going to trade spots.
Yes. Yes. So finally, I have earned my short staycation on the podcast. I had to get out of my hammock 5 seconds later. Usually I get to stay in the hammock until right when the podcast starts. Today I had to get out after Kevin said hi.
So on episode 158, we'll switch back to Mike. Okay.
Did you pull up the calculator app? I saw you doing stuff on your computer. Did you? You pulled up the calculator app.
I've never been good at math. There's a reason I don't damage calc. This feels right.
Yeah.
This feels okay.
You've done it. Yeah. Make it Totter says, is it April Fools? Yeah, we should have saved this one for April Fools. We've made a grave mistake.
April Fools. We're a month late.
I mean,
it's May Fools.
It's May Fools. Yeah.
May Madness.
That was the real April Fool, is that we've waited a month to do it.
Yeah. Everyone expects you to do it on April Fools.
Yeah. This is a paradoxical April Fool's joke. Hey, you want to know the most apt thing for this podcast?
What?
Do you know what you remember last week when we said what Pokemon it would be this week, what Pokemon number 79 is?
Yes.
Do you remember what it is?
Rapidash?
That was last week's. Very good. this week's Pokemon is Slowpoke. It's a Slowpoke day.
Oh my goodness, because there's nothing happening.
Because there's nothing happening. So we're now in series 9, right? And it feels like series 9 has already gone on forever. It is more or less exactly what we thought it was going to be.
It's been 10 days. And it's been going on forever.
It feels like it's never ending. I don't hate series 7. I'll say that. I do not hate series 7. I hate that it happened again. I think that it's just not a good way of keeping the game interesting for people. I think there's been a lot of drop off. And I mean, it's going to take until series 10 to bring people back. But I do think that it's going to be back. And our job is to at least keep people thinking about Pokemon until Series 10 arrives.
See, my thing is, I'm not even mad that it came back. I'm mad that I made a video on every Pokemon already. And true. I've played 90 plus teams in the series.
There is no context like, to be made.
What's left?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something to be said too. Like you go into say like a League of Legends, you go into say a Dota 2, you go into back in the day like a StarCraft 2, and there are changes often enough for people to like make videos on the new changes at least, or people to as they're playing the game to make it feel like it wasn't the same game that it was 4 weeks ago, but with Series 9 being what it is, it's like we'd be going back to making Series 7 videos. Mm-hmm. And it's like we made those. We finished those. We closed the book on that when Series 8 happened. But it is not only our job to keep Pokemon alive for the next little bit, it is also Smogon's job. And Smogon's actually doing a pretty good job with that right now. We have 4 different types of tournaments that have popped up over the past week. We've got the Sun and Moon OU Summer Seasonal. So if you were a fan of Gen 7 and you wanted to play some good old-fashioned Gen 7 OU, you can go ahead and play in the summer, the Summer Seasonal for Sun and Moon. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's nice. That makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As usual, prizing for that one includes a little emote that you get to put in your Smogon biography and your Smogon tag and your Smogon signature, which just kind of shows people that you're a winner.
One day I'll get one of those. Yeah. One day I'll win something. I don't know when that day will happen, but
it might not even be Pokemon. It might not even be esports. You might just like challenge a friend to a race.
I'll go down the street.
I haven't won one of those yet. Oops. We've also got the Mix and Mega Seasonal. Mix and Mega Seasonal, I believe, is a circuit where you're allowed to be using Megas and you're allowed to be using mixed tiers.
Mixes.
Yeah,
oh,
mixed yeah. tiers, yeah.
That's right.
It's a Mega. It's another pretty cool sounding tournament. This one does not look like it has pricing, though.
It's nice how Smogon is keeping the whole Mega concept alive. That makes me happy.
Smogon does a fantastic job at keeping Megas alive, because if it wasn't for that, Pokemon would have cannibalized itself.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, it's just not a thing. You can't see Megas anymore. That's really, really sad. We've also got the Monotype Premier League, which, as one might believe, is a Monotype tournament. Monotype's a pretty interesting one. I want to get into it at one point, but it's good. Monotype.
I've actually played some Monotype teams.
Like, really?
Yeah, Gen 5. That was the last time I played Monotype.
In VGC or in singles?
It was doubles. Oh, it wasn't okay. much VGC, because I would use some not legal Pokemon like Mythics. This is a strange time back in Gen 5. I didn't really understand what I was doing with Pokemon yet.
Mm.
But yeah, I played Monotypes. Don't know why. Just kind of went on the ladder. Brought the same type and called it a video.
Well, you know, as weird as that probably sounds out of context, like, it takes some pretty decent skill to play a Monotype against a non-Monotype.
Especially when you're in the losing typing. Like,
yeah.
Where are my Monotype bugs at? Go.
Oh, getting swept by Charizards all over the place. Yeah. Like, what's a rock bug? Crustle? Crustle rock is your best bug. Shot against a Charizard, huh?
Armaldo.
Armaldo is...
That's fancier.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Rock Blast. No.
Has Rock Smash, uh-huh. which is a fighting move.
That is a fighting move indeed. And then, however, in actual money prizing, Smogon is also running a VGC major.
VGC, that's where the money's at, boys. Bam, bam, bam. How much?
It's 1,150 in prizing.
1,150,000 Poke Dollars.
I hate you so much. 500 USD to the winner. Second place gets 250 USD. Third and fourth get 100 USD. And fifth to eighth receive 50 USD.
$500. You know how many PlayStation 5s I can buy with that?
Almost half. One?
Half of one. Because they are being scalped.
Really?
Probably. I don't know.
Are you trying to buy a PlayStation 5? Is this why that came up?
No, I got it at retail. I was one of the lucky ones.
Oh, you're scalping them. You're one of the scalpers.
No, not yet. Maybe when I get real desperate. That'd be the first thing to go.
Maybe when
I don't
I
even
playing...
touch it. I don't know why I own it.
Maybe when you saw the Bloodborne that you got for free.
Probably. I got it because everyone else wanted one.
haven't broken it out. Yeah, wow, geez, can't talk today. Haven't broken it out of the box, but
it's there.
It's there for sure.
It collects us.
Like most of your games, it is still in its plastic. I struck a nerve.
Wow. I thought we were supposed to be friends.
How correct am I?
Support my addiction. How could you?
That's too funny. Yes. So one thing to keep in mind for all of these Pokemon Showdown, Smogon tournaments, they are all played on Pokemon Showdown. A lot of people ask that in the forums whenever like tournament stuff is put out. It's always on Pokemon Showdown. Like, you almost don't need to ask anymore.
Has it always been? like back when there was a timer that wasn't completely stupid?
No. So, right, back before Sword and Shield, there were some in cartridge tournaments because it was just, you know, able to happen. Pokemon Showdown makes it easier, but if you want like the real tournament experience, I would say that you're going on cartridge. I don't think Showdown provides a decent tournament experience, apart from the fact that it actually displays your tournament on it. So, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, that's fair. So what's the Sword and Shield news this week, Mike?
Oh, no, there's been zero. There's been zero Pokemon Sword and Shield news since April 30th.
Oh, no.
And it makes me so sad, and it makes me sick, and it makes me cough.
Don't you love it when they forget about their own games?
They do that. They do that whenever a new game comes out.
Oh, they're doing a great job.
doing a great job of Pokemon Snap. Pokemon Snap is... what do you think about... Have you played Pokemon Snap yet?
I've played your test. Yeah, I've played the first map.
Okay.
Once. I've been very busy still. Like, I finished my test, but then I went immediately into job. So I've still been busy with that. But yeah, I've played the first round. I like it. It's fun. It probably can't hold me over until BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
No, BDSP.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a Brilliant Diamond Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon, that's it.
Yeah, it can't hold me over till the new games, for sure. I don't think that it'll probably hold me over for like a week, and then I'll probably put it away. I won't touch it again, which is exactly what I expected from this game, right? I didn't expect this to replace my interests, you know? I just expected it to be like, hey, here's a thing you could play that isn't Pokemon.
I think there
is Pokemon.
Yeah, there is a big group of people that will stay on it for a little while because of the... people are mad at you.
Okay, guys, listen. Everyone thought it, right? Right when they saw the acronym, they thought it.
It's a Freudian slip.
So why am I getting shamed now?
Immediately demonetized. Hey, there are going to be people who play Pokemon Snap for a long time because of the online factor. Like, you're able to actually share your photos with other people, and you know, it's great for people with kids. My now 4-year-old is really enjoying Pokemon Snap. Not so much me. I'm enjoying it. I will play it once through, and I will probably try and take pictures of as many as I can. But I definitely don't see much like replayability in it. So much so that like once you beat a level, I just kind of hope every time that I've taken enough pictures that I can make it to the next level. So that I don't have to play through that same map again. And I know that you'll probably have to once you get like other powers and stuff. But I don't want to play the same level more than once.
I thought that was just me. I thought I was the only one that felt that way.
No.
Like I was like, oh, maybe this is just me being out of the ordinary and people actually like revisiting the same location. I hate it in any video game, not just this one. Whenever a video game is like, okay, now do it again, I'm just like, why?
Did you miss something? Check if you missed something.
I've done this. And they're like, no wait, you got the special double jump now. I'm like, oh boy.
See what you can do now that you can jump twice.
Even when I'm playing a platformer. Mm-hmm. You know when you're playing a platformer and you're going through the map and then you see that little tiny golden thing that you know you can't reach yet, but it's there.
You just don't want to go back to it, yeah.
And you know that, like, I'm going to have to go back for you. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to go back.
Right.
Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Oh, no.
Shining Pearl. Oh, that's fantastic. In VGC news, we have the awaited return of... the women's tournament. I'm looking for that. Kevin, you told me that it's there. Where is it? There it is. Third edition begins next month, June 5th, the third Hatterene series. Oh, it's called the Hatterene series now.
That's cute.
I love that.
Like it. It's a Hattern.
No. No, I will. No. Again.
Very angry at me for that for a long time.
Many people were very angry at you for that for a long time. Hattern. Get out of here. Because it turns around.
Yeah. No.
Yes, the third edition of what was the women's tournament for women and non-binary is now called the Hatterene series, will be taking place June 5th with Top Cut June 6th. So
I just realized that I can actually attend tournaments again. Not this one.
But this one.
Yeah, but in general. Yes. It's like most tournaments are held on Saturday. Traditionally speaking, like live tournaments and online tournaments.
Kevin,
and I can actually
got your weekends back. Off.
Yeah. That's I got awesome. My whole life back, actually.
Congratulations. That must feel pretty decent.
It's actually nice. I didn't actually go home and nap this whole week, except for today where I went back and worked at my other job for a day.
You really realize, like, after, this is peach talk, but you really realize after your job where you had to nap after it is over, when, like, you go back to it and then you finish the day and you come home and you're like, oh, this is why I was exhausted.
And everyone looked like they were really waiting for me to come back.
Yeah, is that right? Because they're just as tired as you were?
No, they just left everything for me to do.
Oh, no. So, yeah, go and follow Temporal VGC to go and get more information about that.
Yeah.
Hey, so I saw some stuff on the Reddit, on reddit.com/r/VGC. I was scrolling through that, and I came across this one post, and it was talking about the grind. It was talking about how to create and get your Pokemon battle ready in 2021. And I think everyone has kind of had this same thought at one time or another with, like, it's been like a year and a half into Pokemon's life cycle, Sword and Shield's life cycle. Actually a year and a half. Wow. At wow. 78, it was, yeah, that's exactly a year and a half. Huh?
Wild.
Yeah. And so people are saying, like, there's gotta be a better way at this point, right? To create battle ready Pokemon. And so I figured before the break, we can just give a quick, like, refresher on the best way to actually breed and create Pokemon in 2021. Now, this whole thing can just be answered in a few easy points. I'll start with this one. Currency is king. We've been around for so long now. If you have currency, money. You win. Money makes the world go round.
Kind of like real life.
Well,
Pokemon is
that.
Real life.
Yeah. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can breed a Pokemon. So hey, listen, if you have
where's the coin slot?
Where's okay, the what? Coin? Nah, gross. If you have Kevin, you are making some big mistakes today.
That's in a kid's show.
If you have a Pokemon that you want to make.
Yes.
Currency is king. If you have BP, if you have the money, you don't need to go and do the things that we used to be doing, running around, hatching eggs all over the place, trying to get the best IV Pokemon. I'm walking here, you know? Don't need that. What you do need is the ability to get your Pokemon to level 100. That is the current best way. Lupus Rex in the chat says, step one, get hacks, ditto. Step two, step three, profit. And that's not wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty much the old school way right there.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be a hacks ditto. Like, if you have a six IV ditto, everything is just made supremely easier. But even if you don't, just get your Pokemon to level 100, go and hyper train up their IVs that you need. Use some bottle caps that you get from BP. Use an ability capsule, change its ability. Now we have different ability capsules that you can get the secret ability. Like, they made the hardest thing about Pokemon the easiest thing about Pokemon now. To which, like, the only hardest part is getting a zero IV in any stat. And all that is really is just going to your box, seeing what Pokemon has zero IVs in that stat, putting a power anklet on it for like, say, speed, and then just breeding that down.
What I didn't know was that the most effective way to level up is battling Mustard.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I only did once and I never did again.
Right.
But it makes sense because he's higher level than the Pokemon League.
That's right. It used to be that you would have to like grind the Elite Four over and over and over and go through cutscene after cutscene after walking after walking after end of the game after end of the game. But no, now you can just go and battle Mustard. That is the one difference between 2020, well, mid 2020 and end of 2021, 2020 into 2021, is you can now go and battle Mustard. Still get money.
I gotta say though, maybe this is only a pet peeve of mine. I understand that it's just so much simpler to make a Pokemon battle ready in 2021. And that nature mints are a good thing.
Yeah.
But why don't they change the actual nature in the name?
That is really annoying. Yeah.
It kills me, Mike. And Mike knows. Mike put different color wood in my house. And that just destroyed me in Minecraft.
Pixel Mike. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just something as simple. Like, if the Pokemon is Knave Nature and it says...
I'm sorry?
Knave, Naive, whatever it is. I'm from New York.
Continue.
If the Pokemon is Knave Knife, wait, and like the actual stats are Jolly, that drives me insane.
Yeah.
How are these kids supposed to see the difference?
Well, it's really annoying that you have to, like, even when you're playing against someone in the battle arena, right? Like, you end the game, you look at their team, you're like, okay, what's this Tyranitar going? You scroll over to its text and it's like, this is a naive Tyranitar. And it's like, wait, really? And then you look over at its chart and you're like, oh, it's adamant. It just isn't showing on its text that it's adamant.
Yeah. That really grinds my gears.
Yeah. No, I can see it. It's annoying. All right. And with that, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to explore a little bit more into Peakalytics. Peakalytics has a new thing going on. We're going to explore that a little bit. All that and more when we come back in just a second. And we're back. Welcome back to Bogey Sports. Over the break, Kevin suggested the worst thing that I could possibly imagine. He suggested that we play a game of Dexit. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Both of us have our beans lined up. For those of you who haven't heard of Dexit before, it's a game that we do every now and then when there isn't really all that much to talk about. He's opening a new fresh packet. How many do you have? How many do you still have that are unopened?
I have this one. This one has given me nothing but. So I'm going to try a new strategy and hope that this one came from Canada and
yeah, fair.
I can not die.
Traditionally, the beans that I have gotten have been very, very good. The way the Dexit works is that each of us will choose a Pokemon and read out its Pokedex entry. The opponent needs to choose the Pokemon with entry alone. If that's if they can, then the asker eats a bean. If they can't, then they eat a bean. These beans can be delicious, or they can be very not that.
Very disgusting.
Yes. All right.
And yes, we've tasted them all. Not by choice.
Not by choice. Not by choice.
At least we know what to expect.
I would say after the first dead fish, we have just been eating these by not by choice.
I'm pretty sure my taste buds have never been the same.
Yeah.
Like after they've set that threshold, it's like it doesn't take much to me now.
I do taste things differently now, yes. All right. So Kevin, do you have yours in the gate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'd be happy for you to ask first.
Okay. Born on a cold sea floor.
Oh, by the way, we should say this is Brilliant Diamond Shining Merle edition. So
yes. So only Pokemon that have been confirmed in that Pokedex.
Yes.
Born on a cold sea floor, it will swim great distances to return to its birthplace.
That gives me nothing.
Yeah, I'll give you another one.
This Pokemon can swim. Oh.
It swims back to its birthplace.
It likes to go home. Oh. You don't say. All right. Give me another
Water makes up 80% of his body. This Pokemon is easily affected by its environment.
Okay, I feel like the latter half is important there. But yeah, please give me the third one. We can each give each other three.
It is born with a wondrous power that lets it bond with any Pokemon.
Lets it bond with any Pokemon?
It could be your friend. It likes to go home and it's made of water.
It can swim and likes to be your friend.
This is actually pretty hard.
Go home. And it likes water. This is a final evolution?
It does not evolve.
Okay. Well, so then, yes, it is a final evolution.
I guess.
Okay. I don't think that Diamond and Pearl had a lot of water Pokemon in it. So, really, the only ones that I can think of are Meryl,
Weasel, Empoleon.
Yeah, right? And since you're naming those ones, I can pretty much assume.
I mean, those are all also not single evolution mons. They all have evolutions.
Yeah, they do all have evolutions, true. All right. The only one that I can really think of would be Manaphy.
I hate you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's Manaphy. Yeah. It's Manaphy.
All right. So okay. Don't eat the bean yet. Don't eat the bean yet. I will ask you mine. And
what color
if,
are we doing?
If you get it, what color are we doing? I don't know. Let's do the pink one with all the splotches on it.
I think that's the fish one.
No, it's not. It's Tootie Fruity or Stinky Socks.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll settle.
Okay, I'll ask you.
You heard me beg for mercy just now, guys.
<I did. laughs> Yeah.
But that's the bad one.
That's the dead fish one. No. I'll ask you mine, and if.
I can't find the Tutti Frutti.
I have to eat one, then we'll eat one together. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
All right. This Pokemon as well does not evolve. I'll give you that because you gave me that. And it's a Pokemon from Brilliant Diamond, Shining Bright.
Is it Fiona?
No. Okay. This one I'm actually kind of worried because I have a feeling that you're going to get this pretty quick. Here we go. It flies by flapping its broad leaves and gives the sweet, delicious fruit. Gives sweet, delicious fruit to children.
Okay. Uh-huh. It gives fruit to kids and has wings.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Is that all I get?
Oh, okay. No. I'll give you another one. Because so many of them just are like dead giveaways for it. Okay. Children in the South eat as snacks the fruit that grows around this Pokemon's neck. This Pokemon flies by flapping the leaves on its back as if they were wings.
That's a Tropius, buddy.
There you go.
Banana neck.
There are so many here that's just like, The bunches of fruit around its neck are very popular with children. It lives in tropical jungles. Because it continuously ate only its favorite fruit, the fruit started growing around its neck. It's all talking about the bananas. Why? Why did I pick Tropius?
It's all the bananas.
Why did I pick Tropius?
I'll tell you what. First, I was leaning towards Chat-Tot, because, I don't know, Chat-Tot looks like the kind of guy that wants to give fruit to kids. Mm-hmm. But then you started talking about its neck bananas, and I was like, oh, okay.
Neck bananas, right. I had to, like, straight up change the first one's entry, because it was like, neck. It was so obvious. It gives children the fruit around its neck. Oh, this would have been a good one. The bunches of fruit around Tropius's neck are very popular with children. The Pokemon loves fruit and it eats it continuously. Apparently, its love for fruit resulted in its own outgrowth of fruit. This Dex entry says fruit like 17 times.
Fruit. Next.
The fruit on this fruity Pokemon's fruit neck. All right. Oh, no. So we each have the pinkish one with like the different color. One. No?
Yeah. No, I got like the poopy colored one.
Oh, that's not the one. We'll have a pinkish one with like different colored splotches on it. That kind of makes it look rotten, but it's definitely probably not.
Maybe yours.
Maybe mine. Mine has been sitting in its tin for way longer than your unopened vacuum sealed package.
They probably just rotted on their own at this point. Like they don't even have to taste rotted. They
can't believe you bought two boxes.
There was a deal. I thought we were going to do a lot more of these.
I guess so. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, here we go. Take one. One, two, three. Oh.
All right. It already smells bad.
Too bad.
I got Tutti Frutti.
Me too.
Well, I guess this was anticlimactic, huh?
It was. Oh, wait.
What? Wait. Did it just change for you?
Oh, God, it's changing. And then it changed back. Okay, no, we're good.
Mike's taste buds just collapsed.
See, these things also lose their potency, I think.
Probably. Oh. Mike probably got a bad one that just tasted all right. He was like, eh, good enough.
Yeah.
I could eat this.
It still has sugar in it. I mean, whatever, man.
I think that's the first time that we've both been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel great. I don't know how everyone else feels about that, but
I think that's probably like the opposite of what people want to happen. But I hope that people can exit today feeling good and not feeling unsatisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this quick thing that we are going to do. On Peekalytics right now, there is a new function. Thank you, Griffin. Griffin has created a random button. Because apparently people really wanted that. But that, I mean, it's awesome because all you do, you just go to Peekalytics.com. You go to the main banner up at the top, right beside support us and follow us. There's this banner. If you have the full screen up, because if you go on mobile, I don't think it actually, oh no, it actually shows up on mobile too. Wow. Where you can press the random button and it'll show you a random set a random Pokemon with its usage stats and all of its available moves. So I thought it might be cool for us to do a quick little fantasy. A quick little fantasy draft with all random Pokemon. We're not actually going to like play against each other in Showdown, but we'll at least see what teams we would make if we used six random Pokemon. You want to do the random for each other?
Yes.
Okay. So I have the website open. So are you ready for your six Pokemon?
Lay it on me. I'll win.
Oh, whoa. All right. Your six Pokemon are, hit the random button. Boop. Ludicolo.
Can't wait. Give me Kyogre.
That's a Well, it's quite the opposite. It's a Ludicolo. Next random Pokemon is Wobbuffet. Hey, look at you.
Hey, that's terrible in double.
Your third one is Chandelure.
Oh, I lost. Wow. Oh, maybe not. Chandelure This isn't terrible.
Your fourth one is Tentacruel.
Eh, that's borderline terrible.
Your fifth one is Alchemy.
We're getting there.
And your sixth is Magnezone. Your team isn't bad.
So let's not talk about ground types.
No.
I think...
Yeah, wow, your team hates ground.
Okay. Well, we'll fight with each other to see who deserves the victory at the end. Like, we'll try to plead a case for our team.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, did you write them down or did I have to
I did.
Write them down?
I did write them down.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm also, just for your benefit, I'm writing Alchemy G-Max.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You need something. All right. For me, do you want to go random them on Bigotix?
Can't wait. All right. For you, number one, Stoutland.
Oh, good. All right. Off to a good start.
Number two, Liepard.
Wow. This is just Pokemon Snap. Cool. All right. Cool. 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 Cool.
Number three, Kingler. I'm not even joking.
Griffin, your sight sucks. Go ahead.
Number four, Alolan Ninetales.
Okay. All right.
Number five, Corviknight. All right.
Okay, that's like an actual Pokemon, right?
It's a real Pokemon.
Yep.
And number six, Drifblim.
Okay. So, oddly enough, just looking through, I want to make sure that I don't get this wrong. Okay, there's only one overlapping type. So for your team, Ludicolo, Wobbuffet, Chandelure, Tentacruel, Alchemy, and Magnezone, there's only two identical water types. Everything else is unique.
Mm-hmm.
And then for mine, yeah, same thing.
You have two flying types,
I guess, yeah, Corviknight and Drifblim.
This is weird because I'm pleading against myself. I have no way to break through your Corviknight except for Magnezone. So if you could somehow find a way to get rid of my Magnezone, you win the game. But you also have a Stoutland on your team.
I guess that is true. I'm just trying to see if like any of my Pokemon have any kind of electric moves. I guess my Stoutland can bring Wild Charge.
Oh boy. Watch out.
I got a Wild Charging Stoutland, but I mean, against specifically your team, my Kingler, I guess, it has the best chance against some of them, just with high horsepower and rock slide.
Yeah, like ground is not in my favor, and you don't even care about ground type on your side of the field. Yeah. No fire types on both sides, by the way. So that should just give you an idea of how little fire types there are in the game.
There really are very little fire types in the game.
Which is why Incineroar is always used.
Doopity doop.
I do think one of the reasons Incineroar is always used is because of its typing, by the way. Just because of it being a fire type that is not terrible.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Alolan Ninetales is fun just to set up the Aurora Veil, except you also have a Ludicolo. So... You
what is
just
that?
Rain dancing all over my Aurora Veil.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll rain dance. You bet I'll rain dance. Right. You see, Wobbuffet is it'll be on the field. It'll be on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't switch.
I mean, so it's nice that they gave me another potential G-Maxer. Like, if I use my Corviknight G-Max. That's something too, but yeah, the Iron Head is decent against that Alchemy. Not a lot you can do against the Corviknight, save Magnezone. I have zero fire type moves on this team.
Does Wobbuffet get any move? Like if Miracote Dynamaxes, does it turn into Mindstorm?
No, it's Max Guard.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
If Destiny Bond, does that turn into Ghost? No.
That turns also into Max Guard. They all are Max Guard. If you taunt a Wobbuffet, you are done. If you taunt a Wobbuffet, you are struggling. Sure.
Anything at all.
Charm, hey, does struggle no. turn into max strike?
Maybe if I taunt my own Wobbuffet, Dynamax it, I could max strike you.
I'm looking this up.
And then all I gotta do is decorate my Wobbuffet.
Chat, can somebody tell me if
Wobbuffet's but why would I? I have 33 special attack. There's no point anyway.
It's very true. That's wow, our teams are bad.
Yeah. I mean, welcome to random.
Yeah. Ludicolo, Wobbuffet, Chandelure, Tentacruel, Alcremie, G-Max, and Magnezone for Kevin. Stoutland, Liepard, Kingler, Alolan, Ninetales, Corviknight, G-Max, and Drifblim for me.
Honestly, you win. I think you win.
Think so?
Yeah. I think my Magnezone can, like, tear you up. Mm-hmm. But if you get rid of the Magnezone, then I'm done for.
See, I would say you have a very strong four Pokemon core. Your Chandelure, Tentacruel, Alcremie, Magnezone. I feel like those are Pokemon that actually do stuff. It's the Wobbuffet that brings down your team's average.
Yeah, significantly.
For me, it's like Drifblim, Corviknight, Ninetales, and Liepard, probably?
No, I think your Stoutland is very useful here.
Yeah,
so that's like an Intimidator, and if you can really wreck me up with high horsepower.
Yeah,
and on top of that all, you have Body Press on Corviknight. So if you literally sit there, set up Bulk Ups and Body Press, then I'm kind of done. Like I said, all you got
to
do is...
Chandelure comes out. I just need to take care of the Chandelure. I have, like, very specific wind conditions.
Oh, I have a Chandelure.
Yeah.
Oh, I could just light you up.
Just light it up.
Okay, I win.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations, Kevin. Cool.
I got a Chandelure.
Hooray. Very cool. And with that, that is going to be, I believe, the end of PokeSports forever. And then we just shut it all down and we're gone.
It's a quick little topic we can do.
Do it.
What's Series 10?
Bring them back. Just.
So you want Series 10 to be Series 7? I think that'd be a bad idea, too.
No. Yeah, no. Bring back my legendary friends.
Bring back two of them.
Put two of them. Just
I think two of them would be more healthy than one. I honestly do think two would be more healthy than one.
I agree with
that. And
the
reason why is because that's just another legendary restricted that I can have to counterization. Heck, give me Groudon and Reshiram. I would love to fire off a fire move with base 150 special attack. That sounds like a great time.
Indeed it does. Actually, yeah. Like I would agree with that. Just Give me two. That's all I need.
Also allows you to use some lesser used ones too. Like I'll feel more comfortable about running a Lugia if I can have at least one better Pokemon next to it.
Yeah.
Like a Lugiaization, you know? They cover each other pretty well. Oh, that's too good. Okay, let me stop talking things out loud.
I would definitely be more inclined to bring a Mewtwo. I think that Mewtwo like never showed up. In part because they gave it power creep and then took it away in the next generation. So, like, not having Mewtwo X or Y is like, why have a Mewtwo?
Problem also is they invented, like, Calyrex. So it's like, why use a Mewtwo when you have Calyrex that is faster and stronger and does the same thing?
Because Mewtwo isn't grass.
Now there's Calyrex.
Isn't it?
It's Psychic Ghost, Mike. Tell about Shadow Rider.
Oh.
Nay.
Also,
what they could do is introduce more Pokemon. I really thought they would have mentioned something like this by now. Right?
Yeah.
Like, where are you guys at? Did you give up on the game? Or are you really trying to milk this Snap thing?
I agree with that. Yeah, like, are we done? Are we done Pokemon Sword and Shield?
I don't know if I should mention this because it's not a leak. It's just kind of like the good leaker that has leaked things in the past has mentioned that the next BDSP info, I'm watching myself so much, is going to be at the end of June. So it's going to be so much time until we get extra information on BDSP. Surely they can't let Pokemon die for a whole month. I say that expecting them to, but I don't know.
It might be letting Pokemon be Series 9 for 2 months, if that's the case.
It probably will be. I do think Series 9 is here to stay for a very long time, but I do think there's room for them to mix it up if they just introduce mods. It's like, do what they did with Series 5 or Series 4. Remember end of Series 4, they just randomly introduced the hidden ability starters and that changed the game?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
That's actually really true. Yeah.
Just like they can add things in whenever they want.
And it's not like they'd have to make new ones or anything. These Pokemon exist. Like they're just not in the game yet. You still have like a major handful of Pokemon that haven't made it back into the game yet.
A lot of them good too.
A lot of them are good.
Infernape. Torterra. Yeah. Gen 2 starters. There's no Feraligatr yet. Life Orb, Sheer Force, Feraligatr. No Gliscor. No Gligar.
Right.
Staraptor.
Yeah. And I mean, for
Beedrill.
for those saying, you know, I hope they keep competitive on Sword and Shield because we're assuming that Shining Merle is going to be like is going to be the faithful adaptation that everyone's worried that it's going to be. Yeah. I would agree with that. If we're seeing that it's going to be like no competitive scene on BDSP, then man, keep it on Sword and Shield. Or you're gonna lose a lot of player base to Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind, but I know that they do. So
they do what they want, Mike. They're the smarter ones that
apparently.
So they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Fingers with crossed. That is going to be the end of this episode of PokeSports. Yes. Lots of places that you can go and check us out. Kevin, where can people go and check you out?
They can check me out at Twitter and Instagram, XRayZovation.
There you go. Any new things that you want people to go and see this week?
Yeah. If you want to buy or sell a house and you live in New Jersey, Twitter and Instagram, Sidonio Sells New Jersey.
You did it.
Hey,
it's I did it. Sells NJ, right?
Yeah,
nice. Okay, and then of course for me, you can find me Twitter and Instagram at Still Just Mike. Or if you're looking for a house in the middle of the desert in a box, go check out Twitter and Instagram, Still Just Mike. It's the same account. I haven't changed it, but I now offer box desert home sales, rental only.
Box desert home sales.
You can find PokeSports anywhere you find your podcasts, or at youtube.com/PokeSports, where we do this live every single week. This podcast was recorded live, and all the people that we were talking to on chat were here for that. I want to thank everyone in chat for that as well. Yes. I also want to thank all of the patrons at patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast for making this show possible. People like Matthew H., Greg T., Soen, Caden T., Matt A., Matt S., Syndix, Spider Rogue, Corey, Servo Mark, Sheldon O., Outformation, Andres E.G., Gil VGC, Melon, Carlo Hunter, Melon Squid, Corey, Dreamweaver, Roe Ixon, Scott D., Jordan K., Jack S., Joseph G., King Boo, Martine, Ahmed, Colton, Rowan, Bark Dog, George, Lewis, Make It Totter, Mod Pierre, Mod Tofu, Ryan G.,
and me.
And Kevin.
Kevin.
And me.
Mike.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Goodbye.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Toodaloo.